Report, AG Pam Bondi orders DOJ to pause federal funding to sanctuary cities. By Olivia Rondo on February 5, 2025. Newly sworn in U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi has gotten straight to work on her first day by directing the Department of Justice, DOJ, to pause all federal funding for sanctuary cities, according to a Wednesday report. Bondi's day one directives, obtained by Fox News, showed a heavy focus on countering illegal immigration and drug cartels, as she also ordered the DOJ to evaluate funding to non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that support illegal migrants. The former Florida Attorney General, nominated by President Donald Trump to lead the DOJ immediately after he won the November election, was confirmed by the Senate on Tuesday and sworn into office by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Wednesday morning, Breitbart News reported. In her first-day directives, Bondi reportedly added that Joint Task Force Vulcan, a coordinated effort between government agencies to dismantle MS-13, and Joint Task Force Alpha, created to fight human trafficking, would be further empowered and elevated to the Office of the Attorney General. Those task forces are expected to expand to also focus on taking down the violent Venezuelan gang trend in Aragua, which has a troubling presence in the U.S. due in large part to illegal migration. Bondi is also ordering the DOJ Office of Legal Policy to identify legislative reforms to go after the equipment used to make fentanyl pills, as well as adding the deadly drug xylazine to Schedule 3 of the Controlled Substances Act, Fox News reported. There are 13 sanctuary states and 220 sanctuary cities and counties that harbor illegal migrants, Newsweek reported in late January. The new AG's directive is being celebrated amongst conservatives on social media.